going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller and Charlie Long. Happy to welcome in now Mark Etheridge, D1Baseball.com SEC writer. How's it going, Mark? Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Yeah, doing great. You know, we're in the heart of the season. We got some just monster series coming up. Maybe two of the biggest in the whole season coming up this weekend, one in Baton Rouge, one in Austin. I mean, it's a great time to be a college baseball fan.
Well, you wouldn't know it from some LSU folks. After last night's loss to Northwestern State, they got run-ruled at home. I understand it's a bad look, but man, oh man, there's folks calling for Jay Johnson's job today. Come on.
Yeah, come on, guys. I mean, it's baseball. Don't you know that you're not going to have it every time out? I mean, you're going to get dumped. Everybody else has got good players too. Not as many as LSU, but they certainly have good players. And I do think you looked around the league last night. I think five SEC teams lost. I mean, it was just it's really hard to win all of your midweek games. And you look back to some of the better LSU teams. I mean, we can all remember. I mean, even the Skeens and Cruz team lost some midweek games. I think they lost to Southern that year. I mean, these things happen. Obviously, run ruling is, you know, you're embarrassed by that whole process, but it's just kind of part of the sport, and it's not football. You're not going to win just because you have better players. It's just kind of part of it, and I do think that Jay Johnson is the kind of coach that's not going to waste a failure, and he's going to be able to take something out of that that's going to help them later in the year.
And like you mentioned, Mark, it's baseball. It happens. And our message to everybody is someone that on our text line said the exact same thing. Just relax. It's okay. If LSU goes out and takes 2 or 3 from Tennessee this weekend or sweeps the Volunteers at home, nobody is going to remember a midweek loss to Northwestern State. Before we get into the Tennessee matchup, I wanted to recap what was a really strange weekend around the SEC, Mark. South Carolina taking 2 or 3 from Ole Miss. Vandy sweeping Georgia. You know, the Tennessee losing 2 or 3 at home against Kentucky. It's just been a weird season, and especially a weird couple of weeks in the SEC. The only team that's really kind of gone unscathed as far as conference record goes is Texas, who took a sweep over Auburn this past weekend. Otherwise, a lot of teams, you know, picked up some big losses this past weekend. How can I always forget about Arkansas and Texas A&M, too? So it was just a really hectic weekend in conference play. A lot of the top giants in the conference have kind of stumbled a little bit.
Yeah, I do think among the top 15 teams in the conference, and I am including South Carolina and I am not including Missouri, that if you don't bring your best game, they can beat you, okay? And everybody can't win. This is zero sum, right? So somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, and they all have good players. And so that makes the margin for error so small that if you make a big mistake, if you don't throw enough strikes, if you make a key error, men on base, sometimes the other team is just they get the clutch hit, and they're able to bunch their hits in one inning as opposed to scattering through the game, and that makes the difference, and that's where that volatility comes from. I mean, we had 13 SEC teams in our regionals this week, and one of the first teams out was Mississippi State, who would be a 14th team. And honestly, if Florida and Mississippi State both play well down the stretch, there's an opportunity for 14 teams from the SEC to make regional play. And honestly, once they get there, they're going to be favored to win games. And I do think that people need to remember that. I know no one wants to lose and everybody wants to go undefeated and never make an error and throw every game a no-hitter. But that's just not realistic right now. And I do think that in this league, you've got to reset your expectations. It's going to be really hard to have these gaudy records because all the other teams are so close to you in talent level.
Looking at this Tennessee squad now coming in for the next three-game series for the Bayou Bengals. It's going to be in Baton Rouge, thankfully. Overall right now, Vols 34-7, 12-6 in conference play. What can you tell us about Vitello and the Vols coming to the box for this weekend?
Yeah, they should be pretty motivated. The last 3 weeks, they have had the much ballyhooed Saturday doubleheader sweep that Texas A&M handed them. Then they went to Ole Miss. Liam Doyle was absolutely phenomenal on Friday, pitching against his old team at Ole Miss. And then Saturday Ole Miss wins, and Sunday was kind of anybody's game. And Tennessee, honestly, they made the clutch plays like we talked about, but they didn't really play all that great. And then they go home last week, as Charlie, you mentioned, Kentucky is able to take that series from them. And I do think that because of the way Kentucky just they shut down that Tennessee offense, and that's not something I expected anyone to do, especially at Lindsey Nelson, because that place, that they're just so tough there. So I do feel like that they kind of got something to prove when you go through a stretch like this, and now they went from the darlings of the sport, hey, they're going to repeat, they're the best team in the country, D1 is, and people like me are saying they're the best team in the country, and now all of a sudden they have something to prove, and that, for me, makes them really dangerous. If I'm an LSU fan, I would rather them be riding high and you get to humble them than for them to come out to try to prove themselves. I do think that makes this weekend more challenging. I still think LSU, they've got to be the team to pick, playing at home, two really good teams, and I do think the home atmosphere will help, especially this weekend. But, yeah, I mean, it's a heavyweight matchup, arguably one of the best ones all season in the country.
And you mentioned Liam Doyle, Mark. I want to get your thoughts on him specifically. He got off to an unbelievable start this year, specifically in non-conference play, where he was just untouchable. And his numbers are still super gaudy. Don't get me wrong. Like 104 strikeouts and 58 innings pitched. You know, he's got a 2.48 ERA and a 0.83 whip. It's fantastic stuff. And, you know, we talked with Ben McDonald about this the other night, Steve and I did, that, you know, maybe at the next level he could project as more of a relief pitcher because he kind of has some issues with throwing balls at times. He does have 17 walks on the season. But your thoughts on Liam Doyle and, you know, just another excellent elite SEC ace that LSU is going to go up against. I know they got a good one of their own with Kate Anderson, but it's just another Friday night in the SEC.
Yeah, it's an elite fastball. I mean, it's a fastball he can throw at any count. Most of the time, if you know, there are a lot of guys with good fastball. Kate Anderson has a good fastball, but you need something else really to and Doyle, while he has other pitches, he's so fastball heavy and he's so effective with it because he keeps getting whiffs. And I do feel like it's one of those pitchers, and you know, Skeens was this way. You can know it's coming and still can't do much with it because he's pops it so well. And I do feel like, you know, at the next level, I agree with Ben, at the next level, he projects as a closer type, you know, just or maybe a one-inning specialist who just comes in and throws gas. But at this level, I mean, I do feel like, you know, he's a guy, and he's going deep in games. I mean, he's giving them 6-7 innings, and I do feel like, you know, that's an incredible matchup, especially when you pair him with what Kate Anderson is capable of. I mean, these are maybe the two best pitchers in the conference, certainly in the discussion, which makes them two of the best in the country. And I feel like that's a really special – for those lucky enough to be there, Kendall Rogers from D1 is going to handle the coverage this weekend of the LSU-Tennessee series. I'll be in Austin for Texas and Texas A&M, which is a pretty nice consolation prize. But I do feel like that's you know, that game on Friday with those two aces, that should be really special.
Overall, Mark, when you're looking at this Tennessee squad, is there really any weaknesses you can pick out from in the field or in the rotation to the bullpen?
Yeah, I'm curious about Sunday, our game three starter. you know, Chase Shores has been it all year, and he's, you know, he's a two-pitch guy, and it's a really good fastball and a pretty good slider, but he's just not missing enough bats, I mean, for his stuff that he's got. He's not getting deep enough in games. And, you know, against Alabama, they try Connor Ware, and it was, you know, I thought while he was in there, it was pretty good. You know, big curveball. I mean, people are not hitting his curveball. It just doesn't always land in the zone. I don't know what – is William Schmidt an option, right? I don't know what they'll do this week against a Tennessee team that's got a lot of power. And against Alabama, they really struggled with Ianson's curveball, and I think, you know, bringing Ware out was kind of a – yeah, you watch them struggle with that curveball. Bringing him out, you know, in the next game made a lot of sense. I'm not sure what they'll do. You know, after watching, you know, as Jay watches and Nate watches Alabama, I mean, Tennessee for two games, what he'll go to on game three? Because I think that, for me, is a big question. There are plenty of options, certainly a talented staff and plenty of candidates who could come in and do that. But for me, that's something that they at least need to have a plan for over these next few weeks. You don't have to figure it out now, but you certainly are going to need it for the postseason.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And then, Mark, you kind of mentioned it. I wanted your preview of the Texas A&M grudge match. I wish this game was at College Station. And it's really funny because hasn't that been like the main criticism of Texas so far this year, is that all of their toughest matchups have been at home in the friendly confines at Austin. Like, they haven't really been tested so far on the road this season. And once again, they're getting a red hot Texas A&M team coming into town, that coming off of a couple series victories over, obviously, most recently Tennessee and Arkansas. You know, they're playing confident.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, when you look at what Texas has been able to do, we knew they would be good. No one predicted they would be this good. I don't think that inside their baseball office, they didn't expect this. And what they've been able to do in winning so many close games and being able to pitch so well. Now, one thing to note on this series, Jared Spencer has been their Friday guy, is not expected to throw this weekend. They don't know exactly how long he's going to be out. And so what does that do? Because it's not the deepest pitching staff. They're really talented and they've been really successful, but, you know, they're using seven guys, and now you need someone else to step into that void against a team that's really swinging it. You mentioned what A&M's done the last 3 weeks. I do feel like with all of those, all of that offense coming into Texas, and that's a pitcher's park. So it'll be fascinating to see what, you know, how that plays If the wind's blowing in, you know, that certainly favors Texas. But what if it's not? And you've got all those sluggers for A&M. I do feel like that A&M, with the way they're playing, and maybe they need it a little more. You add in the fact that it's the first week without Spencer, and maybe it's longer, maybe it's not, right? We don't know yet. But I do feel like all those factors kind of point to me that, you know, maybe this is A&M's week. Everyone is going to lose an SEC series. Like we talked about, the margins are so small, and I feel like maybe this is the week that Texas gets bit.
Another two tough teams going at it that I'm interested in your opinion here, Mark, with Georgia taking on Oklahoma. Big-time series, obviously. We can talk about that all the time with the SEC in the weekend, but curious to see how the Sooners and Bulldogs end up matching up in this one.
Yeah, Georgia's a team, you know, their offense has been just otherworldly for most of the year, but the last couple of weeks, they have struggled, especially on the road. Now they're coming home. I do think that they'll recharge. The problem is they're going to face Tyson Witherspoon Thursday night, who's, you know, we talked about Anderson, we talked about Dole. He's the other guy that you might want to consider as, you know, one of the best pitchers in the conference/country. And I mean, he's going to be tough for anybody to handle. But Georgia's got a really good guy. They're going to throw Thursday night. Brian Curley, who was a reliever, he'd throw in three digits. They moved him to the rotation. Now he's not really popping the radar gun at 100 since he's trying to go 6-7 innings. But he's got really good stuff and competes well. And I feel like that's another one of those. You know, that's kind of a standalone game Thursday night for people who you might want to step away from the draft for a few minutes and watch some college baseball or do the multi-screen thing. I think that's going to be a really fun one from a pitching standpoint. And also to see if Georgia can find a way to mount some offense. I mean, it hasn't been the same Bulldog team the last few weeks that it was early in the year. Some of that is competition, but I think some of it is just the ebbs and flows like we talked about with baseball, where you just don't have your game.
Mark, always great stuff from you. Always appreciate you and your work at D1Baseball.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the weekend seeing A&M versus Texas, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait, guys. And enjoy Baton Rouge. Alec Box will be rocking.
For sure. Thanks a lot again, Mark.
Yep.
Mark Etheridge, D1Baseball.com, SEC writer. Ooh-wee.
I am jealous. Like, once again, I wish this series was in College Station, Jim Schlossnagel's return to A&M. But at the same time, like, this is a red-hot Aggie squad against a Texas team that, as Mark mentioned, hasn't tripped up yet. Oh, boy. It's going to be a fun one.
Like you mentioned, some appointment viewing this weekend with college baseball, even though we got the draft going on. That's the beautiful thing about having multi-screens, laptops, computers, cell phones. It's all right at our hands.
Oh, we'll be keeping up with LSU Tennessee specifically, but I'll also, you know, turn a little bit of the night to see what's happening out in Austin, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.